It is the Coach Home, and it is Neil Atkinson, and we'll just start with West Bromwich Albion, and we'll start with Dan Hewitt. And Dan's going to tell us the tawdry tale of West Bromwich Albion in general. Specifically, though, Higazi leaving across the last couple of weeks, very much against the manager's wishes. And let's be honest and frank about it, Dan. Right now, it would be a surprise, wouldn't it, if West Bromwich Albion stayed up?
What makes you say that? I don't know why you're so negative. Don't be so negative. What makes you say? I have always said, if you can draw every game, that you're almost there, I think. So it's fine. Winning is overrated.
Is winning overrated, Dan? Is it truly overrated?
I'll tell you what, before we get into the nuts and bolts of why we're rubbish, I think if we're going to get relegated, if it's going to be this season, I'd rather it be the season where I can't watch it. I'd rather it be the season where I'm not there. Do you know what I mean? You guys can testify. I mean, I'm sure you'd probably tell yourself this is not true, but the fact that you weren't there when you won the league is just rubbish, right? And I know you were there for most of the season, but can you imagine winning the league this season for the first time and you couldn't attend any of the games? It sort of flips round for us. So if we are going to get relegated, if this is going to be an embarrassing season, then I'd rather do it when I'm at home than when I'm actually there. But anyway... Yeah, not looking good, mate. Not looking good.
It isn't looking good. I mean, it's striking. There's the biggest thing that sort of when you look through the results over the course of the season is that you've managed to score over the course of the campaign so far. West Bromwich Albion have scored 6 goals. 2 of them were at Goodison and you got beat 5-2. 3 of them were against Chelsea when you were 3-0 up and it goes back to 3-3. And apart from that, there's only been one game since that you've scored in. And that, to me, that's why it just looks to me so dire. More so, almost in a sense, than Burnley or Sheffield United, who've also been pretty miserable so far. Or Fulham, who I thought looked abject at the start of the season. I'm just looking at West Brom, and I'm just a bit like, I don't know where any of it comes from.